Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog. Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
innards,
autopsies,
popcorn love.
So the episode you're about to hear is our organs episode. We started talking about something else, and then we found our way onto organs because I think we both have a fascination with the question of the interior of the body versus the outside, the exterior.
The conversation, as it always does here in Poog, wandered into other areas, like, for example, into the fact that I shared a gynecologist with my mother for many years. Shout out to George, missed you, he retired recently. Yeah, but we do focus around the organs in this, so have fun.
Enjoy the episode. I have a lot of questions about organs I'd like to raise to you.
Great.
Not that you'll necessarily have the answers, but I'm curious what your perceptions are. Almost an exploration of our ignorance.
I love that.
I certainly don't go towards much organ talk, honestly, when I'm looking for wellness, because I always want stuff. I'm usually looking for metaphysical wellness type shit. I don't come here for the organ stuff, really.
By the way. I'm sending my friend's mother a picture of the lipospheric vitamin C that I swear by.
Oh my God.
I bought the lipospheric vitamin B because you recommended it.
Holy
so much.
Holy shit. Guess who's not taken it a single time?
Which one? The vitamin C?
No, I was taking that a bit. Well, the lipospheric vitamin C comes in like a, what would you say the consistency is? Comes in little packets.
Horse cum. It's the consistency.
Bright orange, which is, thank God.
It's like just absolutely disgusting. You chase it down in water.
Now, do you put it, do you squirt it in your mouth?
Absolutely not. I have never been to war. I don't do that.
I put it into water. That's why
I didn't mean chase. I made the mistake. I misspoke. I dump it in a little water and then I shoot it back so I don't taste it at all.
Now, another question. Do you do it in a full-size glass? Because it can
absolutely
get kind of stuck.
Not. Glad okay, you asked. What, I did it. I do it in like 2 tablespoons of water.
But what cup? A regular size cup?
No, a small cup.
Okay. You know what I've been using? A tiny ramekin.
That's crazy because I almost used a weird tiny jar this morning.
Because it's like, the taste isn't horrible. Does the vitamin B one, I can't remember. Does it have a different taste?
Yeah, it's a little worse, even if you can believe it.
How are you today?
Well, I actually am experiencing some pain in a new area, which is always immediately takes me to that I have 6 months to live. Some tenderness above my right hip bone. It hurts. It came out of nowhere. It's not my ovaries.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't know anything.
Appendix.
Can you believe how much we just don't know about our bodies? Like, all I have is my body. Literally all I am made up of is the flesh and the organs. Like it rules my every day, my every moment. It's going to kill me one day. I don't know anything. I don't know what's inside my own body. Like I'm pointing at this area. I'm like, ow.
No.
I'm like, I'm not even sure where my stomach truly is.
No, I only hesitate because I want to, like, I'm embarrassed to say, like, almost like I have a bit because it's the fear that later you'd hear it. You know what I mean? And think I'm faking, like,
well,
the casual conversation.
Your famously hysterical bit that I think about of just bodies of how, like, all the information's in the face.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
It's so funny.
That's, well,
ow.
That,
see, it hurts.
But specifically to what you were saying, okay, and actually I'm going to make a note so I don't forget.
I'll make a note because it's my goal, my act, honey. So we might have competing acts,
oh,
okay?
Yeah. No, but specifically what you're saying, okay, is one of my, about not knowing what's going on inside of your body, is one of my obsessions. Like I wish that I could crack it open every day. I'm always trying to feel my organs through my skin. But the quote unquote bit is we're in our bodies, right? They're filled with organs. And yet we're trapped via our eyes and our senses on merely the outside of this container. Okay. If our body's a house, it's like we're in an upper level staring out a window and we can't turn around and look inside the house. We're staring out of the house. Okay. And then like it's like, hey, want to see inside your own house? Okay, we'll send someone in with a camera. Like the fact that you can't turn your eyeballs around and look inside, Like, we have no access to, you know, thank you. It's crazy.
It really is insane. Like, here I am. And even just to not have the knowledge, like, school should just be about your body.
My God.
Like, how is there not, like, it's like, oh, I'm in the fifth grade, so now I understand. Like, how is there not, like, I mean, don't even get me started on the mystery of the vagina and how the vagina is literally just like, talk about a house you can't see. I mean, that's the basement.
Oh, yeah. That's facing
and
straight
even the
down.
People that can see it, they're like, we don't really want to see it or talk about it.
No, nothing but a hand mirror.
All school should be is learning about your organs. Like, I can't believe here I am, 33 years old. Basically 32, seeing as I just turned 33 and the year is deducted due to COVID. So I'm 32 years old and I don't even know where this pain's coming from.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what I always wish relatedly? That I could stick my hands in, okay? And then sort of massage the tract, the digestive tract. Okay, yeah. like a sausage casing if you were trying to squeeze the sausage out of the casing, but like pushing it out like I'm like, I feel like it needs manual manipulation, you know, to like get
the
crans.
I want to do a whole Poog episode on stomach massage.
Oh yeah, and I've gone over the top with it, with, you know, rolling around on a soccer ball, a child's soccer ball, laying on top of it. You like,
ooh.
I heard this like medical intuitive talk about how like most women, that's really all they need to cure the bloating.
What,
you know, versus my ongoing prayers.
Wait,
I have something to say about your appendix, possibly. I'm not saying it. Wait, I know you know this and I don't.
It's lower right.
Which is where you're hurting, right? Or are you
shit. No, let me look up where. It's, by the way, I look up,
I know
where's
it's
the appendix?
Lower right. Every six months? It's definitely lower right.
Lower right abdomen. Okay, oh, God.
But do you know a couple things? One, okay.
Fuck.
Do you know what the appendix is? Because and what appendicitis is? You're going to lose your mind when I tell you.
Why? Because it's about poop.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that specifically, although although it kind of is, I guess.
Oh, okay. Shit.
But it's one of these things. It's and like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. OK, if you look, and you can look right now, but if you look at a model of your organs.
Sorry, it said that appendicitis, the pain gets worse if you cough. Wait. Yep. Well, there's a positive. Yeah. Oh, no.
Wait, I feel like, though, that the pain...
By the way, if it's appendicitis, I go in, I get a little surgery.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
It's so not... It's not yet appendicitis, okay? Because I believe, like, people who are not in tune with their body and ignore all manner of pain, like I think you're really doubled over.
Well, that's the thing. I think if in like, you know, 6 hours, it's like way worse.
But here's what I understand about the appendix. Okay. Much like an appendix in a book.
Wow.
An appended little section. Okay. That's like attached. Basically. And if you Google now the organs, like, which is also one of my, do you know, I'm Googling internal anatomy near constantly. Okay. I'm just like, what does it look like inside my neck over here? Like, cause I'm massaging it and I'm just like, I know this is the sternocleidomastoid muscle. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. And we'll do it. Oh, we're definitely going to do a whole episode on trigger points. So the appendix is like this tiny little room off of the hallway that is the digestive tract. I guess I can't.
Uh-oh.
What is it? Large intestine, small intestine? I forget which one.
Yeah.
But it's literally like, it looks like a little curl. If you Google it, you'll be shocked.
It connects the large intestine to the small intestine.
And I think it might be near like the ileocecal valve.
Wow, Jacqueline.
Yeah, I think it's by that valve. There's like a tiny vestibule. And basically, I heard that appendicitis or red is like shit gets stuck in there.
Stop.
And like infects.
Well, bitch, we all know that must be me as the woman who never shits.
Right. Although...
Oh, no.
I don't. I never hear people saying avoid appendicitis, like by making sure your digestion. Like, I feel like it's
very good point.
Random.
Very good point.
Yeah, never once.
I don't have appendicitis.
No, no, absolutely not. You jump to illnesses, and I fanned the flames because I was so excited to give you the information because I just think it's really funny that like the appendix is not some interesting organ. It's just like a little room. It's like a little like storage under the stairs kind of thing. It's disgusting.
It's a hall closet from hell. Yeah. But I do think, because I had a friend who had like stomach, she was like, ow. And then it was 3 days later and she went to the doctor and they were like, oh, we need to completely operate on you like this afternoon. It was appendicitis.
Will
and
you
like, this is an emergency.
Google the thing about if you press down on it and release, does it hurt more?
Well, that I remember my dad always telling me that to make me feel better.
Okay.
Appendicitis test.
Quick test.
Appendicitis pushing test or something.
Pain pressure.
Most practitioners push on the lower left quadrant to see where the patient
what?
Complains of pain. Wait, what? And I'm dizzy. Okay.
Testing my medical intuition. I don't feel like you have that.
I don't either. I think it's just, and that's the other thing. It's so insane about having a body is that it just hurts sometimes, right? Like there are just pains and weird sensations. Like every now and then you're going to get dizzy or you're going to like feel like all this stuff. And that's just normal.
Right. Right. See, one of my pastimes is investigating any ailment, even if it's not an ailment that is a problem. Cause I just want to know why. So it's like, you know, house sounds,
the wood settling or whatever,
the wood settling, the pipes doing whatever they do. And it's sort of like, maybe it's almost like that with the body, but I always want to know. Cause I'm like, there's a reason and I'm curious. So I'm like, what's in it? What's one of the ones
Googling. An actual, like there's something going on here.
Right.
It's not severe it's pain, localized, but there's something going on.
And it's going on right there. And so it's like, you know, and it could be all manner of things. But yeah, I just, you know, I remember when I was a kid once in the doctor's office, like a basic physical. And I tried to remember like, oh, what are the things that are bothering me? Because I feel like you forget when you're actually there. And I said that like my eyebrow bone, basically, kind of when I like pressed on it. I mean, and I don't mean like really, it was just like, I noticed like my eyebrow bone, there was like a place where it hurt and it felt like there was a bump. Okay. And I hate this. I was like, so when I press on my eyebrow, it hurts. And he's like, so don't press on your eyebrow. Like literally, I'm like, you're a doctor. How dare you?
Yeah, of course.
How dare you give the like, so don't press on it thing. Like, I don't know, like this down home, like 50s kind of wisdom.
Yeah.
I just think is rude. Cause I actually think like the whole thing with the stigma of looking shit up on the internet and over researching and like patients today, you know, they come in with a list of illnesses they think they had from WebMD. WebMD is the worst thing I've ever. Fuck you. Like literally, like how dare you?
How dare you
be a gatekeeper to knowledge and even more than a gatekeeper to knowledge, like insist that just that you're on the cutting edge when I have no reason to believe you're on the cutting edge.
Exactly.
You come home after a long day of tapping people on the knee with a rubber hammer. and I don't think you're reading up in the medical journals at night.
They certainly are.
You're watching House, just like all of us.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we have to slip away for a commercial break. But don't worry, we'll be back.
Now, back into the conversation. I've never had a true doctor that's like, that's my doctor.
Yeah.
Except post pediatrician, I haven't had like a doctor that's like, I'm like, this is my doctor. You do, don't you? Don't you have like doctors that you love?
So tragically, my gynecologist who I loved retired and called me at the beginning of COVID to break the news to me.
No. Huh?
Yeah. Love you, George. And then I have this guy in Santa Monica who I love because he's available on weekends.
Wow.
Doesn't take my insurance, so I don't go to him really unless it's something really urgent. I once went to him because I was convinced there was a tampon inside me. There, of course, was no tampon. And they didn't even charge
me. Can't you touch your own cervix? Like, aren't your fingers long enough to get your own cervix?
So listen, I used to be much more phobic. And I was too phobic to like go inside, go rooting around inside my vagina.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like looking in my vagina being like, that's a tampon. And I made such a, I like clowned so hard for them in the office.
My God.
That they were like, hey, get out of here.
Right.
They didn't charge me. And I like tap dance, like I like tap dance backwards out of the
out of the office.
I clowned my way out
because
of a bill.
Because they were like,
she's so pathetic.
We're
she's
not like going to charge her for like checking for a tampon.
We're not going to charge her for the fact that she's, But anyway, but I have that doctor who I love because I'll call him and I've called him so many times being worried about something and he's like, you're fine. Or he's like, but I like it because he doesn't diminish my concern.
Yeah,
he doesn't treat me like a hysterical woman in the 40s.
Yes,
you know, he's not like, take a Quaalude, darling.
Yeah,
like he like,
or like, stop resenting your sister-in-law. You know, like,
yeah, or he's like the secrets in your husband's cum.
Yeah,
2 tablespoons a night for 18 days. You know, it's like, no.
Well, I always love the, like, you know, I know we discussed the, like, those huge, like, industrial steam engine vibrators that were like medical instruments.
Yeah.
And they like, yeah, they made them. And then, like, I love, like, the verb masturbate as a whatever transitive verb, like, they masturbate you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Christ. Oh, Christ. There's something also, like, terribly erotic about that.
I mean, what kind of doctor are you picturing in that scenario? A hot one or not even really? It's just the role.
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, I don't even see the face of the doctor. It's just the professional hierarchy.
Right, just in pure concept, in pure abstraction. Wait. But since you grew up around here, do you share doctors with your parents? You know what I'm saying? Is it like...
Oh, yeah. Well, I was waiting to reveal my gynecologist was my mother's gynecologist.
That's very like, you know, like we're like...
It's cozy.
Everyone's, yeah, it's classically cozy. I mean, have you ever been like, does my vagina look like my mother's? Or do you know fully?
No.
It's a really intimate question, I guess.
No, I haven't asked.
But you know what I mean?
No, of course.
Like, and does he remember them all?
Okay, but also to be fair, she went to him, but he wasn't her gynecologist at the same time. He was mine.
Right. No, but I expect him to remember every vaginal face.
Well, here's what I love. I love the like small talk on the how's your parents and da da da. And like, wow. I know I went to elementary school with his son. So I get to ask about his son. I know his wife's name. And like,
do you call
seen her
him
in a million.
George or doctor, whatever?
Yeah, George.
I just imagine like in the stirrups.
I would call to make an appointment and kind of be like, does George have anything? I kind of like to really lean into the,
like, the family
the
friend.
Comfort of him. I mean, truly, I was rocked when he retired. I was so sad.
Have you begun investigating?
Well, here's what's funny. So he was like, there's somebody here. And I always was like, it's kind of wild. I don't have a woman gynecologist.
Yeah.
But he was like, there's this guy here. Everyone loves him. You know, you can just move right on over to him. So I, of course, being myself, have called him like 3 times with vaginal concerns.
Really?
There were nothing. Just being like, I thought I had a UTI for the first time. And went on like a small antibiotic. I think maybe I actually did. And I think he's gay.
Oh, so this is another man.
Yeah, but I was thrilled. And
wow.
Because just the way we were talking on the phone, I was like, this is crazy. We were like laughing and, you know, like,
wow.
And he sounded gay. And then the way we were hitting it off, I was like, well, he's officially gay because we're like hitting it off talking about my UTI.
Like, I'm like, okay, what would it be like for me in my mind without having met this guy to have a gay male gynecologist? Like, in my mind, the male gynecologist who is straight might have some appreciation.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, but, and that's what bothers me about the straight male performing on me.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare.
Okay. That he like has opinions about vaginas kind of like that are personal.
Yeah.
Now, the gay doctor, okay, looking at me, I'm just like, is he disgusted?
Right.
Like, he's never like had like he's never like loved the scent in his personal life, you know, like not only, but it's like you're bad either way. So then it's like,
there is something like inherently perverse about a straight man becoming a gynecologist.
Yeah. And I feel like we're
I mean, is there not? I'm sorry. Is there not?
I feel like we're all supposed to be. Yeah. Like, they're doctors.
Well, the insistence on being like, well, it's medical.
It's no, like, exactly.
The straight male gynecologist can't be like, I love pussy. And like, it honestly is great just to like see them all day and smell them for centuries. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't say that. You have to be like, it's just a piece of meat.
No. Yeah.
You know, on the table. And it's like,
I don't know what I want. Cause then, you know, there's also the thing, if like vagina is being looked at by someone with a vagina, right?
Right.
They can claim they love all kinds. Like, they can claim they know all kinds, but like on some level, are they like, oh yeah, like I think my vagina is better than this one.
Totally. Totally.
I mean, of course these are psychotic, and all the doctors, if we were at a dinner party, would assure us that it's not the case. But then when we left the party, maybe they'd be like, well, I mean.
Totally. I mean, that's why I feel like a lesbian gynecologist is kind of great, because
yeah.
we would hope that she doesn't just like hate her vagina and all vaginas yeah. in the way that even as a yes. as a someone who has a vagina, but I've hated it for years. or you know what I mean? Yeah. Just like, but now.
No, the pressure to love it at the same time and be like, it's beautiful. Like,
yeah.
you know, is oppressive in its own way. I mean,
absolutely. What if people were like, it tastes like rat poison sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, you know what's funny about rat poison? It's called rodenticide, okay? Kind of like pesticide. Uh-huh. Like, you'll see it, like, in the subways in New York, there'd be these signs like, right, you know, sure. caution, rodenticide. And I always thought this was funny, like, the idea, like, that it's both, it's the word in theory, both for the product and mm-hmm. the murder itself. Like, homicide. Rodenticide.
People
like
are
committing rodenticide.
Well, oh, the pain hurts when I laugh, guys.
But that is definitely something that could be muscle strain. I mean, that's why people love,
I think.
It's
possible. I did do an ab workout yesterday.
It just, don't you feel like it should be both sides then? Not to.
Yeah. No, it should be symmetrical. God damn it.
That's another weird thing about the body. The fact that it's symmetrical, I mean, basically.
Oh, that is so weird.
Like, it's kind of like goofy and embarrassing. And then like, but then it's not completely symmetrical. Like the fact that the heart's a little bit over. How?
Ew.
How is it a little bit over? Like, it's really like, how, like, why? If it's like the power center of the blood, shouldn't it be dead center?
Straight there. Yeah.
And if anything,
it should be straight lower. In the middle.
I had this like big revelation where I was like, wait, are all the organs held together literally just the way things in a very packed suitcase are? Bless you. Something made me, maybe it was an autopsy. Okay. And boy, oh, I love.
Held together like a tight suitcase. Okay.
Okay. Like they're just kind of resting on each other and like sort of like held in place just by the fact that like the, like, you know, heart isn't going to, it's just kind of tight. And so it's not going to just like slip down in front of the.
So scary. They're just stacked.
Because for example, like a hernia, I think, isn't that like.
When it's like twisted?
I thought it was that it's bursting through the wall.
Oh, ew.
I mean, it's like when they're like, yeah, it's like a kink in the hose or whatever. It's like, oh, no, kill you know, me. No. This now. Is a big one. You're going to die. So like another thing that fascinates me about the interior is like, okay, I'm pretty sure so have you ever seen like in a horrifying, like either like war movie or whatever, basically like the viscera. Okay. Like basically when the endless tubes of the digestive tract are like spilling out of the body. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking at it and it's like those. You know, they're like, it's a mile long or whatever. Like, it's of course not a mile, but they're like, did you know the small intestine is 1 mile long? It can reach from the moon to the earth and back a third.
That's what they always say. They're like, if you unravel your intestine, it goes yeah. to the moon and back.
And so it's like, okay. But like literally like the discovery that I had, because I was like, okay, is it a spiral? Like, is it spiraling? Is it a spiraling tube? You know, like mm-hmm. what's the order? And like somewhere, maybe this was like, I forget who told me this was like, no, it's literally just the small intestine is just stuffed in there like yarn that you didn't wind up. Like it's just stuffed in there. Like, and so like the soldiers, it would be like the like on the triage of the Civil War, like they're spilling out and they just like stuff them back in and sew them up.
Oh my God.
Like there's no order to the way that that the small intestine
it's
is
just stuffed.
Arranged. And that could be an
Stop.
Absolute myth.
Well, you heard it here first.
Which is important to me. Myths on poog are huge.
Completely unrelated, but so the listeners understand, Jacqueline and I are seeing each other right now on Zoom. We see each other.
Mm, yeah.
Lately, I've been having, because of, you know, doing all these Zooms, I keep having this paranoid urge to whoever I'm Zooming with, make sure they know my address so that if a murderer comes in
no.
and starts killing me.
That is
or
so
if
funny.
If I pass out out of frame, if I'm just like talking, I'm like, and I pass out. You're panicking
and screaming. Well, I watched a horror movie last night called Host.
But what if you had my address and you could just be like, she's there.
No, go absolutely. And I think I do have your address specifically. But it's funny because like you never had that concern about like the phone. Like you could be murdered while on the phone with someone and having the address would be useful. But like, I know what you mean. It's sort of like up the chances. Just, you know, you could just hang it behind you on like the wall behind you.
Ugh.
Just the.
Am I dizzy? I can't tell if it's
hunger.
I can't tell if it's the fear of the appendicitis, the record-breaking heat, hunger.
I feel like you're fine.
Okay. Even just hearing that helps.
Sorry to pull you out of the flow of this conversation, but it is time for an ad break, and Kate and I will be in prayer during that time.
Welcome back to Poog. We're going to drop you right back in. Where were we?
Do you like, I love, and I've done this, watched surgery, like online, or surgery or autopsies. No. It's like,
that's give, not my thing at all, that's so, honey.
So you don't want to know.
I do not want to watch surgeries.
No, no, I'm just curious why. I know that's normal. I'm just like still curious to hear why. Like your response is normal.
I don't like Dr. Pimple Popper and that kind of thing. Like I'm so not into that.
Ew,
like
I'm not into that.
I don't think of myself as squeamish, but apparently I am. What this is revealing is that I am squeamish. I don't enjoy, I'm too much of a hypochondriac for that. I have too yeah. many concerns.
I just, to me, you know, the interior of the body is a frontier. And
absolutely.
I'm annoyed the doctors and the autopsy folks get to see it. And like, I would love to just go in a room with a forensic, whatever, and just take out every organ. Like literally unpack.
Oh my God.
Unpack the body. Like I want to hold a liver.
Let's get you in there. I bet you could shadow a surgeon. Let's get you in there.
Shadowing a surgeon, like as a civilian. Oh, you know what I think is funny about doctors? Because actually, when you said that, I'm picturing you.
Reason.
I'm actually picturing you sort of like. Like dancing, like you know what I mean? Like shadowing them to a point of extreme choreography, like every move they make. And also like...
No, I would be like so excited. I'd bring grain bowls for the whole surgery team.
One of my favorite shows of all time was Dr. Bodden on HBO. He's like this major autopsy guy. Anyway, he would do these like cold cases, but sometimes he'd dig out the bones. And then I was watching some surgeries. Like I don't want... Pimple popping disgusts me. The interior of the body pretty much doesn't disgust me. Like, I don't know why. It's like, it's almost like it seems clean to me. Like it's clean because it's never seen the outside world.
No, it is clean. It's so clean. Maybe that's the ultimate horror. How could something so clean be so obscene, so sully?
Well, I was like, also I'm fascinated by, I mean, it becomes a metaphysical question. Like, that's me. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you could look at your own liver and just be like, where is my soul? The fact that like we only from the neck down experience the sense of feel. That's like the bit I think you're referring to, which is like the senses are crowded above the neck. Literally everything. And then from the neck down.
Jacqueline.
From the neck down, nothing but feel. From the neck down, nothing but a sensate blob.
It's so
like, can you believe it?
Funny.
Also,
it is outrageous.
Can you believe the feet don't have an orifice?
What do you mean?
Okay, so we got an orifice at one end,
yeah.
Meaning like the mouth, the ears, the eyes.
Yeah.
We got an orifice at the middle point.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Urethra, et cetera. Are you familiar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then head to the other end, nothing.
It's true.
So
that
like,
is wild.
It's a dead end down there.
But it's
there.
Also good.
It would be disgusting if like, you know.
If there was a hole
if there
on
was
your
a
foot.
Hole, dead center. But like, I don't know. I'm just, that's another thing.
My G-spot's in the arch of my foot, so.
I was thinking like, and I'm really curious if you have any sort of known misperceptions or like how you picture the interior of your body. Because obviously we know basically the anatomy, right? But when you swallow, okay, and something's going down, right? You have a visualization for that. Like if you're talking about like, oh, there's something stuck in my throat, I feel it. Like
yeah.
You have something that comes to mind. Or when it's like, ooh, that like you just ate that and it landed in your stomach. I'm curious like what you're picturing. Because I feel like some of my shit I got from the movie Inner Space, which was with Martin Short, and
never seen it.
Quaid goes inside the.
I can see the cover.
The body. He gets kind of small, but he's like riding around in there, and the stomach is like this pot of neon green acid bile. I almost always thought that was an exaggeration, but I mean, have you ever thrown up literal bile?
No, shockingly.
Okay, one time I did. And I was in Russia and I ate some bacon wrapped salmon or something. Okay, it was and became profoundly food poisoned.
Ugh.
Missed my flight back to America.
Oh my God.
Because I couldn't move. I was like delirious, like it was the 1700s, lying in a bed and I threw up so majorly to the point where I threw up and this acidic, like it was a medium green and had a neon quality to it. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe there's something neon green.
Wow.
In my body.
Wow.
So, you know, you've seen me. I choke like every time I drink anything, and I choke on my own saliva and shit always goes down the wrong tube. Okay?
I love how you're saying that. Like, I know that about you. No, I didn't know that you choke on everything.
Well, one of my biggest fears as a child, choking.
Yeah.
Because of the movie Hello Again with Shelley Long. She chokes on a chicken ball. And
Veda Saltonfuss choked on a chicken bone.
Wait, what did you just say?
My girl, Veda Saltonfuss.
Oh, it was on a bone.
Chicken bone? Yeah.
So like,
ugh.
When you feel like, you know, when you feel like something hasn't gone down, like where are you picturing
it?
What are you seeing in your head? Do you see the esophagus?
I just see like a fleshy red tube.
I think that that is like pretty accurate. But like, here's my question. Because like when you accidentally, whatever, aspirate something, like when you... Ugh. A little water goes down the wrong tube.
Yeah.
What's happening there is like you're swallowing and then the thing could either go down the esophagus
right.
or it could go down towards the lungs.
Oh,
okay?
God. Yeah, I know. What the hell is going on?
Why are those two things next to each other? Those two holes?
How could there be a hole that goes to your lungs and a hole that goes to the right place?
Yeah. and like you better hope that when you swallow, you've just like knocked it down towards the right basketball net.
So I don't have like sausage in my lungs. It's disgusting.
Or, and then like for some reason I realized that I was picturing like choking like as though it's something stuck in the esophagus. And it's like, no, when you choke,
no,
it's in the lung hole.
No, Jacqueline.
And that's really disturbing. And then
so how do you get that out if you choke on a little piece of popcorn?
I guess.
It's in there till the day you fucking die?
Well, it's interesting because there is popcorn lung. You know, yeah, remember... Remember popcorn lung? It was like, first of all, everyone was very excited about popcorn, I feel like, in 2006, okay, as a health snack once they got the butters out of it.
I remember a teacher in college. Oh, I want to talk about teachers or the people that made you suddenly consider that you were fat or were you fat or made you aware of your body. Because I had a flashback to in the seventh grade, my teacher, I made some comment and she went, well, that's why you can wear spaghetti straps. And I literally didn't know what she was talking about. I was thinking about arms. And I was like, wait, my arms, I can wear spaghetti straps, but you can't.
Oh,
why?
My God.
I must have thin arms. Like, it was devastating.
Which by like, when, like, I hate that. Like, where the positive compliment reveals, the positive compliment that they see as a positive compliment reveals that they see a, like, binary or a spectrum of goodness and badness that you will be judged upon, not mm-hmm. only in that area, but... in a thousand.
It was like my first real memory of like being my body being judged in that way and valued as being good because it was thin. And then we also had a math teacher and we went on like a school hike. And I remember her being like, can't you feel the pounds melting away?
No.
Yes. So beyond fucked up. All girls school. Sorry. You cannot. Got off track. What were we talking about?
But popcorn lung, I just wanted to say. And I don't.
Oh, but there was like, whatever. Really quick. Yeah. Professor at my college. It was like the freshman 15. And she was like, girls, like, eat popcorn.
Oh, my God.
She was like, if you want a snack, just eat popcorn. And that was 2005.
So popcorn was like major for 10 years. Like, I remember like me and my parents, like, I mean, it still is. I'm just saying my personal journey. But like me and my parents eating like so much of it, like every night. Okay. And mm-hmm. and it was like, it's healthy because I think it's like pretty the high fiber and it's like voluminous. You know, you get to eat this big thing and it's. The calories, right. Whatever. So it was like, seemed like this miracle. Okay. Once they got like the, like art of, you know, the butter out of it. But then there was a rumor a couple years ago, but it was something about like the steam that comes out of the popcorn bag. Okay.
Of course.
It was almost like that air was like destroying people's lungs over the years. It was like worse than secondhand smoke. I mean, I'm making that up, but like, let me just check.
That is so funny.
I wonder if it's like
the toxic,
smokes.
The bag opens and
popcorn
it's like.
Popcorn lung. I'm going to write popcorn lung real. Okay. Popcorn lung is the nickname for bronchiolitis obliterans.
Obliterans?
Yeah, which I'm so definitely going to get that into my vocabulary for other usage. That's a condition that damages your lungs' smallest airways and makes you cough and feel short of breath. It's sometimes caused by breathing in a chemical used to flavor microwave popcorn. Okay.
Oh my God. Popcorn lung is real.
And then people are saying, now there's like popcorn lung via Juul. Like the same thing is happening with like vaping or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder what happens. I'm going to quickly Google. What happens when you aspirate food? When food, drink, or stomach contents make their way into your lungs, they can damage the tissues there. It can be severe, increases risk of pneumonia. I'm trying to think if I've ever inhaled anything, like truly. Like, do you ever like
I'm like having trouble breathing.
Oh, is this giving you like profound anxiety?
It's like giving me popcorn lung.
You do not have popcorn lung.
I know. I think I'm just hungry.
But yeah, I'm really confused by, and I look, this is one of the things I look up, that whole area, the like ENT, ear, nose, throat area. I'm constantly looking up different angles. I've downloaded anatomy apps like and just like to like take a tour through the body. But like, are you ready? This one's going to, so like, I want to give you, it's like, okay, the nose, right? I always think of inhaling as air going from the nostril, like up.
Right. Up, where does it go?
Up the length of the nose, like up, and then it's like into you. Okay.
But it goes down.
No, it goes straight. It goes straight back. You're going to be shocked. Don't you think of the nostrils as like the beginning of two vertical tubes?
Yes, 100%.
And it is not.
They're holes.
It's more like two hallways headed backwards.
Oh God, I'm having a full body. I have so much body anxiety today.
No, and I don't want to contribute because like, there are things
that I'm tired. It must just be the heat. Doing the cough test, it hurts, man.
But I definitely think that's also true of muscular.
I know. This feels more intestinal. It could still be intestinal, but be
absolutely
okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, as usual, danger. Dangerous advice.
Can you imagine this accelerates to full appendicitis and we do a remote poog of me in the hospital? I really hope not.
I think, okay, are you massaging the area at all?
What do you mean massaging? I mean, I'm touching it kind
of. No, but like, I'm like, if there was something sort of stuck.
I'm not yelping out in pain. Yet.
No, I meant like massage. Like, what if you're just like, you know, what if there's just like something in there that you need to push further down the line?
I don't think I'm going to be able to massage it.
You can sometimes. Well, there it was. You dipped in. You dipped in.
And here we are out.
You dipped in. And here we are back out. It's been, has been weeks, has been months since we recorded that.
I know. I think so. No COVID clue. Was raging. It continues to rage with no end in sight.
Oh, you know what? Post recording, I realized, I did some Googling. They're not just held together like socks in a suitcase, the organs. And the viscera, the, you know, the intestine, it is... I believe that they're just randomly stuck in there, smushed in there, and they are. But they're not just completely free-floating. They are tied,
thank God,
I believe, by fascia.
You and fascia.
The connective tissue.
Yeah.
To the back wall of the abdomen, or, you know, the back wall.
Ew, I don't want to talk about the back wall. Oh, God, that truly just made me so nauseous, just the idea of a back wall.
Actually, there is no back wall.
Okay, thank
God. Be comforted, because I just realized as I was saying it, there's a spine, there's whatever, but the fascia is holding it in some capacity. That was one thing I learned. And then
I really don't think I could ever give birth. Just like you saying back wall, just like my knees just became jello. And the epidural I would want and I would scream for it.
Yeah.
But could I ever get it? Because what's so scary is that isn't it like they inject you into the spine?
Yeah.
And you can't move. This is what's so scary. When they give you an epidural, it's like that classic image of like the woman gripping her burly husband as she gets the epidural. Because they have to steady her. Because if she moves, like, you can be paralyzed. And so.
No. Oh, when.
By the
when
way, that like never injected. Happens. Yeah, apparently that's
right,
like.
The needle slips.
Basically never happens.
Near the spine.
But it's so scary. Spine stuff. Nope. I just. Oh, God. And yeah, I just don't. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it.
Well, for our. Despite our episode obviously being, you know, diving into the body in this one way. I mean, there is a lot more to talk about. Like, we didn't even hit on the spine in this episode.
Oh, no, we're going to do a spine ep.
Is huge, you know? So I think that was just a taste.
Ew. Sorry, I'm just like now thinking about, like, I get so like physically anxious thinking about the inside of my body.
Do you know how big the liver is? It's huge.
Ew.
I knew that would upset
you. What do you mean?
It's really big, as far as I can tell.
Okay, compare it to something.
I think it's like bigger than a T-bone steak. And I say that because a T-bone is a combo of a ribeye and the medallion.
You know what?
Beef.
That actually okay. That actually sounds right. I feel like I have seen depictions of the liver. That
the liver is like stretching across. Heinous. I mean, which makes sense because it's it's like a big sponge, I think. I mean, that's not how it works. I don't know.
See, we still have a lot of questions to, and that's why
it has to process out, right? The liver, oh, you'll ruin your liver if you drink. The liver right. processes the whatever, the whatever, yeah, the whatever. The There's filter. A whole, it's the liver's filter. Big. I say episode per organ at some point.
Whoa.
At least as a jumping off.
Totally, totally.
To go liver, which connects to anger, which connects to bile, which connects God. To what processes the fat. People think it's in the stomach, but it's actually the glycogen or whatever. Anyway, sorry.
Okay.
I Google anatomy at night and I will continue to, and I think this was a great foray.
This was great. More organs to come. Hope you enjoyed.
All right.
Okay.
It's been great.
Bye.
Love you.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.